Hello, welcome to episode 10 of the Business Growth Podcast by Brand Shouter. In this episode, I take time to explain inbound marketing and why your organization, or any organization for that matter, should want to spend the time to focus on it. Inbound marketing is an amazing growth tool that your business needs now. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Business Growth Podcast by Brand Shouter. With each episode, we provide tips, tricks, and conversation geared towards helping your business succeed. It's time to get creatively smart. Now, here's your host, Dan Erickson.
Hey, thanks for listening to episode 10 here. And I wanted to start off with a quick explanation. If you're in marketing, inbound marketing is pretty much something that you know about. The average person, however, is going to probably hear inbound marketing, and unless you've already been dealing with it, you have no idea what inbound marketing means. And I think it's an important thing to distinguish the difference between inbound and outbound marketing. So the first word, inbound, is what you really need to know. Inbound marketing is a marketing that focuses on potential clients who are actually looking for what you do. So one example of inbound marketing would be somebody going on Google and doing a search for tennis shoes. And if you're the owner of Zappos, Amazon, or any other shoe company, you're going to target that search because you sell shoes. That's inbound marketing. The customer is basically letting you know that they want what you have, what you're selling, but they're not sure necessarily that they're going to buy from you. And so the goal of inbound marketing is to convince the already educated shopper that your product, your service, your organization is what they're looking for. As opposed to outbound marketing, one really easy low-hanging fruit to pick on outbound marketing would be billboards, right? You know, thousands and thousands of cars will drive by, sometimes millions of cars will drive by a big billboard for, you know, the local casino, say. There's a lot of those out here in Washington, so that was the first one that came to my mind. You're basically getting a huge hit across tons and tons of people, of which very few are probably interested in what you are trying to sell. However, you're hoping that your advertising catches the ones who are interested and helps to persuade the ones who don't realize that they're interested or who think they're not interested. So right there, you could see the power of inbound marketing. Inbound marketing is the easiest way to land clients. Outbound marketing takes a lot more work, a lot more patience, and initially a lot more money. Both have a place, but any more now in modern society, people have become more and more wary of outbound marketing. Really, the only places I see outbound marketing working much anymore is through social media advertising, in which case it's not technically outbound marketing, as they can target so finely their audience that whether or not you know you're looking for it, they already kind of know what your hot buttons are and can hit them pretty easily. That said, direct mail, when you do like a bulk postcard drop, that's outbound marketing, and that one actually can have some good returns. But you know what's even better is if you have a list of people who have a particular need and you do a direct mail postcard to them, all of a sudden that has hit a million times better than your inbound your outbound marketing would have. So just to summarize that, inbound marketing is finding the customer that's looking for what you have to sell or what services you offer or what your business is, or your organization. If you're a nonprofit listening to this, outbound marketing would be looking for people who are looking to donate to a particular organization such as yours or volunteer. Outbound marketing, on the other hand, is going out and just trying your hardest to find clients through, you know, sifting through everybody, people who are interested, people who aren't interested. And of course, as you know, in business, there are a lot more people not interested than there are interested in most businesses and their products. You know, unless you're a huge organization like, say, Starbucks that sells coffee, which most people like, and, you know, you're basically hunting for something not much different than a needle in a haystack. You're just hoping that by putting your message out in front of as many people as possible, you can find that one person. So here's the thing. Why inbound marketing works. So just from the description that I just gave you between inbound and outbound marketing, you could see why inbound marketing is just much more powerful, much more poignant than outbound marketing. Gone are the days where your business can have a website and a few social media accounts and you find growth. I'd argue that those days never existed. Social media is a wonderful support, and some businesses have found success purely on social media, but by and large, the average business uses that as a support and not as a primary focus. But now we need to find newer, better ways to get in front of our target audience. Now, sticking to the theme of social media, Facebook advertising, Instagram advertising, and even Twitter advertising provide ways for you to target people looking for your product. There are two different kinds of advertising. There's the targeted, what I would call inbound advertising. That's a little bit of a misnomer, but inbound advertising, sticking with my definition, is a pretty good way to target people looking for what you're doing and can potentially convert more customers, similar to sending an email to people who are aware of your product and trying to let them know that you are selling more or you have a discount or whatever, just to bring more sales in the door, versus just creating an advertisement and throwing it to the wind, which nobody really does this anymore, online at least. But if you create an advertisement on social media and you say, I want to target all men between the ages of 18 and 65, right? You are basically throwing it, you've narrowed it down to men versus women, and that's pretty much it. That type of advertising will almost always fall flat unless you have some universally wanted product or service. This is where the power of social media advertising can actually help a lot, and that's in, as opposed to my previous example of targeting just men between the ages of 18 and 65, you can target, let's go with the other gender, you could target women between the ages of 25 and 35 who are mothers and who have two or more children and have an interest in water skiing, let's say. And let's say you, sell some product or service related to water skiing. All of a sudden now you've used something that could be very generically used as an outbound marketing tool. You've now turned it into an inbound marketing tool where you're targeting people who are interested in the products that you have to sell. In this case, water skiing stuff, which I don't know anything about water skiing, so water skiing stuff may be the improper way to say that, but as a listener, I'm sure you can understand where I'm going. Same with, let's take Brand Shatter, for example. We're a marketing business. My primary clientele tend to be between the ages of 25 and 45. They're either president, CEO, or owner, depending on the title that they choose to identify by, of their organization. And they tend to have between, 5 and 100 employees. Since I target smaller but established businesses who need help with marketing, I can kind of narrow down my audience, but then I could take it even further. And let's say that I'm wanting to target dentists, right? Dentists seems to be all the craze for marketers to target. I don't typically spend time there, but apparently there's some low-hanging fruit there for some marketers. And if I wanted to target dentists, I could actually say that their job position or job title is dentist or dentist, what do they call it? DDS, or I should know this, but I don't. Anyhow, you could target specifically what you're looking for, and then even further, I can range it in. So I'm currently based in Stanwood, Washington, and I do most of my work in the state of Washington. I could target down to within a 100-mile radius of Stanwood so that whatever clients I land would be very easy for me to drive and meet with them. So I basically can take what is this huge bubble known as women, right? Kind of looking at this, that's, roughly 50% of the population. I don't know the real stats, but let's just assume that there's half and half, right? So that's 50% of the population of the world. I can then say, okay, now I want women between the ages of 25 and 45, which then further cinches my market in, you know, eliminating all women younger than 25 and all older than 45. Then I say, I want their title to be president, CEO, owner, dentist, you know, DDS, whatever the various titles are, but I can specify those titles. And of course, I would have done research prior to this. I'm just coming up with an example on the whim here. Target their titles, and then I say, and I want them within a 100-mile radius. Now that's too targeted. There's only so many dental places within a 100-mile radius of myself, let alone ones that are run by women. That are run by women of that age group. So I would probably want to either reevaluate my target or, you know, potentially target a bigger area. But that said, you could see how I took this massive outbound marketing idea and I've totally cinched it in so that only the right people in the right area who could potentially be interested in what I do would be, you know, would come up. So with BrandChatter, I've used this to some success for my own company. I find that my more powerful marketing tends to be in education. The more I get to talk with people, the more they seem to understand what I do, and the more they seem to want to join up with me. And so this is a good lead generation. But if you're selling a product, like once again going back to shoes, that very highly specific target can bring you sales like instantly. So there's a, you know, an obvious but really, really focused difference between the outbound and inbound marketing within one category. You know, another category looking at email, you know, we're all used to getting spam. Well, all spam is outbound marketing. It's unfocused. I'm going to send as much of this out as I can, hoping that one person clicks and I make, you know, $50 off that click. And if I send, you know, if one person in a million clicks, that means if I send 10 million, I've now turned that $50 into $500. And if I send 100 million, that's now $5,000. And it's pretty much, you know, that's why it's spam, is because it's basically dumping as much as you can in hopes to get a lead or two out of it. Versus very powerful inbound marketing email is I have these, you know, as an example, is I have this chunk of email addresses. Some are clients, some are people who have given me their email address through my website, and some are email addresses that I've collected through conversations. You know, I went out to lunch with this guy and he has a business, and you know, I kind of pitched my product and he gave me his information, so I threw it into my email list. Now the really cool thing about inbound marketing with email is it's permission driven, right? You don't want to toss that in your email list without that person's permission, but with their permission you don't get much better when it comes to leads. That's high quality leads. You have the permission of these people to continue to pitch and provide products to them and services. Those are the leads that you can turn into sales. Those are the most powerful leads that you have. And this is one of the reasons why in the next blog post, I'm actually currently just finishing up on BrandChatter, and it will eventually turn into a podcast of sorts like this. It's one of the reasons why I believe that email marketing, and I have some numbers to prove it, is actually the most poignant and the most powerful form of marketing on the web, still, even though it's an older factor. That said, there's a huge difference, right? Everybody's gotten spam. You know, generally it's some kind of weird, you know, Nigerian prince or something that you don't want your kids to read. But it's stupid, right? And email inboxes are getting more and more capable of fighting spam, and they basically sort it. You know, I use Gmail. Once again, BrandChatter is a G Suite partner, and using Gmail as the backbone, I don't even see spam. Once probably every 2 weeks I go through just to ensure nothing got caught. And maybe once every 3 months I find one email that's really not that important that got caught, but shouldn't have. That said, I don't see the junk otherwise. So doing that kind of outbound email marketing isn't going to be valuable for your business. And yes, you may be able to get a number where if you send X amount, you get, you know, one conversion, two conversions, but the damage it does to your brand far outweighs the benefit you get. Now, if you collect emails on your website or in person or through events or however you collect emails and you market to those, it's only going to be good. You know, worst case scenario, people are just staying in touch with your brand, which will lead to brand recognition, which will lead to people thinking of you when time comes for them to need XYZ service or product that you offer. So I think it might be helpful to list out just a few examples of both inbound and outbound marketing. Not to keep hammering the same point, but sometimes, you know, I've talked with business owners and I'll say, you know, you need to focus more on inbound marketing. And I explain what it is, and they'll say, well, it isn't what I'm doing, inbound marketing. And then I have to educate them as to how it is or isn't. So here's a list. I'm going to start with the outbound marketing examples. Outbound being, once again, things that the customers aren't looking for you. You're just hoping to find a needle in a haystack. So one of those is direct mail. Even targeted direct mail is still a form of outbound marketing. It's a more poignant form, but it's still you're kind of aiming, you're taking a gun and you're shooting, and rather than aiming and shooting at the target, you're just kind of spraying it in the general direction of a target, hoping that one or two bullets find the target. Bulk email marketing, as mentioned before, especially unsolicited, but even with a qualified list, if it's a bulk email and it's not a focus list, it's not one that you've collected with your business, definitely outbound marketing. Untargeted advertising of any sort online or in the public, a couple of non-online versions of that would be, say, an advertisement in a magazine. Maybe your Chamber of Commerce magazine or a general magazine of some sort, rather than, and we'll talk about this in the inbound marketing, like an industry-specific magazine. Also, decals on a vehicle. Now, these aren't bad. Outbound marketing isn't bad generally. I would say that spam emailing is bad, but these are all legitimate ways that you can earn money. You know, for example, decals on a vehicle is a one-up expense. You get your vehicle decaled and then you drive it around, and as long as you're not a horrible driver, ticking off everybody as you drive by them, you get one lead, and that'll oftentimes, you know, depending on what your business is, that could oftentimes pay for the entire decal, and a second lead becomes profit. So I'm not picking on these as much as I'm trying to give the difference between outbound and inbound. Now, heading over to, one other outbound marketing that I have listed here is billboards, which I mentioned earlier too. Heading over to inbound marketing, here's a list. Email marketing to an owned targeted list. So something that, you know, they've given you permission to email them, and it's obviously highly targeted at that point. Search engine optimization on your website, because all that's doing is helping Google find your site so that when people are looking for what you have, they can find your site. Any content offered via your website to help convert people. So like blog posts, or as Brand Chatter, we call them articles, because blogs, I don't know. I've never been a fan of the word blog, but you know, same idea. A free ebook, a spec sheet of some sort, whatever you offer to allow people to see the value in your products or services on your website. That is a inbound marketing technique. Targeted online advertising, once again, using the social media example that I used earlier of water skiing, or looking at, you know, say Google AdWords and targeting to the best of your ability, your target audience. Reputation management, that's actually a really big inbound marketing technique that a lot of people don't lump as part of marketing, but actually going, you know, if you have, like, say, a restaurant and you go to Yelp and you have 3 stars and you know your restaurant's good, but you had maybe one or two disgruntled people and just not enough reviews to outweigh those. focusing on your reputation marketing and or your reputation management and getting that to do better makes people trust your business more and is a great example of inbound marketing. Web design and optimization. Once again, if you have an ugly website, you can still convert, and that's good. But a more beautiful website that also converts is going to always be preferable to the eye of the visitor. And then the optimizations, keeping it up to date, keeping up with the newest technology so it runs fast, making sure your server is running fast, all these behind the scenes stuff that, you know, a lot of business owners don't even want to worry about. That's why you trust a company like say Brand Shatter or any other company that you have doing marketing for you to ensure that your website's running well, because even if that doesn't seem like marketing, it is. It is. And Amazon actually, I don't have the specific stats. I think they may be on an older blog post on our site, but Amazon has found that every second it takes their website to load longer, actually, I think it's every tenth of a second, they lose however many millions in sales because people just get sick and tired of waiting when the website stalls out and then they get a chance to second guess and leave. So there's actually a really big element to your site's optimization. Another thing, podcasting. What I'm doing right now and what I encourage a lot of my clients to do is to be, you know, be an expert on what you do. Yes, there are people who may know better and you don't necessarily know everything, but the goal is to impart what you do know to others and let them both view you as an expert, which can increase your sales, but also let them learn a little bit. You know, it's also part of giving back. But that said, it's also highly targeted inbound marketing because I guarantee you, if you're still listening to this, I'm 22 minutes into the podcast. If you're still listening to this, you're interested in what I have to say. You're my target, right? Not to turn the listener right now into a marketing lead. I'm just making a point. If you're still listening, you're still interested. And if you can do a podcast and people are listening to what you do, they become the perfect lead, and you know, you have a chance of converting them into something. And then lastly, and of course, neither one of these lists are all-inclusive, they're just a list of a few things I came up with fairly quickly, is industry magazine advertisement. So as opposed to the outbound marketing where I said was general magazine advertisements, like say you put an advertisement in People magazine, you're just targeting a huge glut of people. Versus an industry magazine. So let's say you, what's a good one? Let's say you're into coffee. My past life, I was into coffee quite a bit. I had a roasting company. If you're into coffee, there are things like the SCAA, which is Specialty Coffee Association of America. They put out publications. I'm forgetting. There's a couple of them. Coffee Talk, which was a web publication. There was one really big magazine, I forget. That said, if you're a coffee roaster and you put advertisements in a magazine to coffee roasters, you're wasting your time. If you provide services to coffee roasters and you put your advertisement in a magazine for coffee roasters, that's a highly targeted advertisement. That is inbound marketing. Or at least in my opinion, inbound. I think technically any type of magazine advertisement is considered outbound, but for the sake of this podcast, the purpose is inbound is when you're hitting your target full on. So that said, just to wrap this up, Brand Shatter used to be partnered with HubSpot. We've stopped partnering with them, but we're still pretty educated on their systems. HubSpot's a good platform. We didn't stop for any reason other than we found some of our own replacements, I guess, for that we like to use for our own business. But if you're looking for a platform to help you manage inbound marketing, because you know there's 40 tools for each and every individual piece, HubSpot is a really good all-in-one tool. It doesn't take care of everything, but it handles a lot of the basics all within one tool. That's a great do-it-yourself platform. It's also a great platform if you wanted to hire Brand Shatter or some other marketing agency to help you, as it'll allow you to keep your head in the game, as to what's going on without having to get down into the details. And the marketing agency can get down into the details as much as possible. As an alternative to HubSpot, which once again, I'm a big fan of HubSpot, but I also know that HubSpot comes with a cost, which is justifiable, but I found some good alternatives.
If your website is built on WordPress, like BrandShouter tends to build our client sites because we're a big fan of WordPress. There are many tools, but just to give you an example of a few good inbound marketing tools, sumo.com, which used to be called SumoMe, is a really good conversion tool. If you go to brandshouter.com, you'll see a bar, as of this recording at least, a bar across the top that says Pro Marketing Tips in Your Inbox, and you can give me your name and email address and get on my mailing list. That is a bar provided by Sumo, and then I'm actually using the free version, and it works great. There's also, if you scroll 50% down my website, you'll get a little pop-up that right now, once again, as of this recording, and if you listen to this in a year, you may see something different, but you'll get a little slide in at the bottom that talks about this podcast and basically encourages the person to click listen now and go listen to a podcast or two. Both of those are provided by Sumo. They're both really functional, really well done plugins. You can customize them pretty good with the free version. And there's other tools like that. There's a WordPress plugin that I found that I like called Quickie Bar. It hasn't been updated in a while, so I don't know if it's dead or not. But as of right now, it functions really well and provides some usability statistics, which are really nice. And that's just one way. There, within WordPress itself, getting your content built out, whether it's via the word blog or via the word articles or whatever, using the blog feature, the post feature within WordPress, and adding as much content to present yourself as an industry expert is going to be important. Both locally with local searches, it's gonna help vault you to the top, but then also nationally, it will help your articles come up in various places. And the more that happens, of course, the more exposure you get to people who are looking for what you have. and there's a lot of other tools. I use MailChimp for email, and I'm a big fan of MailChimp. I actually, when I used HubSpot, I continued to use MailChimp rather than HubSpot's email because I think MailChimp's one of the best out there. Of course, there's Constant Contact and Vertical Response and a whole bunch of other competitors, but I'm a big MailChimp fan, so. All right, well, to keep from dragging on more, I'm going to wrap this up. Hopefully you learned something. I've got a whole lot more information that I could share, and if you're interested in more, I would love it if you'd give me a call or email me. My phone number, which is also textable, is 888-982-2209, and you can email at hello@brandshouter.com. I'd love to hear from you. Feel free to leave comments on the post that this is attached to, and any iTunes reviews or reviews on other platforms would be welcome as well. Once again, thanks for listening, and I hope you've learned something that you can use to grow your business. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. For more information on Brand Shouter and our services, visit us at brandshouter.com.